both saw the hula smash?
Yeah, I just saw it 1 minute ago.
Sorry.
I didn't see you do that.
Yeah.
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 I received an email, so I thought I can't mail you, so I thought I'd just drop it in.
Hey, what's wrong with my computer?
It's unlocked. Yeah, that's my presentation.
Kind of open with the lights.
Okay, everybody ready? Can we get started, or is there some pressing?
Yeah, my computer is not functioning properly.
No pressing.
Just plug in power cable when you come back.
Yeah, no, but my screen is reduced in size.
Did you change anything about this?
No,
no?
I just left it closer, took it here.
And that's the only way it's going to be good, otherwise. Then
what was it, the settings?
Well, call me when it's happening.
I spent a lot of time thinking about what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And a couple of minutes before this, I get my function, you know, the information that I need.
Yeah.
So
it's
frustrating.
It's not clear what you have to do.
So
I had a whole idea and then just diving into that. Oh, I have to do that. So
yeah, exactly. This presentation is mainly based on my own ideas because I haven't time to integrate the information. So
okay.
Okay, this is the agenda. We have three presentations, I heard.
Really?
Yeah, really. So, who wants to start?
Yeah, that's fine. I want to start. We have started, by the way.
Yeah. This was you?
Yeah, functional requirements.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to talk about functional requirements. Some research has been done, observing of 100 subjects in the usability lab using a remote control. And they also filled in a questionnaire. The findings were, you can see them for yourself, they dislike to look at feel of current remote controls. Users think they're ugly. They do not match the operating behavior of the user, so they don't match what they want to have on it. They're often lost somewhere in the room. It takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. And they're bad for RSI. I don't know how user can read that, but okay. There was also research on the most relevant and irrelevant functions. Most irrelevant and less used were audio settings, mono, stereo, pitch, bass, screen settings for brightness and color and stuff like that. But they are used. I mean,
they do need to be
on the remote control. I mean, if you can control the sound settings. I mean, if you dislike a very loud bass or something, you need to change that. So
Yeah, he doesn't.
yeah, we have
If
to
he
we
doesn't have an equalizer.
yeah, I mean we can't.
Next
My TV
generation
has,
does.
but
Alright.
we can leave them away. Most relevant and most used functions, they speak for themselves, I guess. Power button, channel volume selection, teletext, but we can skip that because I saw the newsflash and teletext is so outdated that
Don't
it should
use
not
it
be
more.
used anymore in the future, so forget this one. And channel setting, so for programming your channels in the right order.
Where did you guys get the new stuff?
No. I
Yeah,
didn't get any Wandery
on the project.
Not by mail. I received the mail, but you don't, so
No,
it's
so it's a text
more
file in the project
information then.
folder. The teletext can be skipped.
That's in the presentation.
There was some research on new features in the remote control about an LCD screen and speech recognition. Well, we got an update for the audience or the targeted group, so it's above 40, I guess. The new
Below, I
product
believe.
or below,
Yeah, below 40.
because that's pretty relevant. I thought I read.
Our current customers are in the age group 40 plus,
Yeah.
and the new product should reach a new market, which is
Below.
customers below 40.
Okay, well,
So where did you get
that's
in the news?
that's in the news. Okay, that's
Okay.
good to know. Because you see a clear distinction between the age groups concerning the features. I mean, above 40, people are not so interested in a screen or speech recognition. But below that age, they pretty much are. So I think we can build that in. Yeah, well, we can skip this part as well because I thought I read above 40, so we could skip the features, but we just have to build them in because they find it very interesting. Well, we have to keep all the classic functions but make the buttons as user-friendly as possible. And also, so not only the design of the buttons, but how you can push them and stuff like that, so the physical aspect of it. And I think, certainly for the lower age groups, a nice design, which does not make the remote control unnoticed in your room, but it's actually a part of your interior, of your design in your room, so it's that people can say, "Whoa, what's that? Well, that's my remote control." So it has to look nice and feel nice and have all the functions
But it
that.
also needs to have corporate identity.
Yeah, so the logo has to be
Present and the colors.
present, yeah, and the colors as well.
So we can change switching that.
So we have
Yeah,
to.
so, but I don't think that's a problem because the thing has to have a color anyway, and most
Yes.
of the time there is a brand present on it, so
Yeah.
I think that's not gonna
Okay.
affect it very much. But that are the consequences on the marketing part.
Alright. I think
Okay. It's open already, so you can use all the plug. Right here. Yes. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Oh.
Go, you're doomed.
What is this? Oh no. How do I
You pressed all that for?
No, I pressed the mouse button.
Oh, great. That's a self-destruct button.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Okay.
maybe you can do it from your computer instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Just
good.
see.
Here, I'll go
Yeah.
stand around
Yeah.
here.
Sure.
That's nice.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
I had two examples. This one is the advanced one with a lot of options and functions and buttons. It's
Yeah.
the easy one. I think we have to combine them
Yeah.
and merge the best functions of all examples.
Yeah.
But the age is under 40.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and marketing research stated that kind of users are not afraid of a lot of
Okay,
functions.
so we have the option
So
for
not
more
too much, but
functions.
yeah.
But we do have to integrate the screen
And
and
speech recognition, yeah.
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 This one we can remove for kids. It's just only for adults, so we can use some advanced advanced options.
Yeah, from age of 16.
But I prefer we use the basic options. Yeah, we have to make them very easy. So for just zapping around the channels, you can just push one button.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to use your video recorder or something else, you should use an advanced option.
Yeah, but the news flash also stated that it should control only one device,
okay,
only
one
your
device.
Television.
Yeah, okay.
So
it's pretty easy. No, yeah,
so
okay.
There are not extra options in this.
Okay,
case.
And I also, we have to make it fashionable, like
yeah.
You have said before. Basic functions. Only use the extra functions if they are really needed.
Yeah.
So maybe you can hide them or something.
Yeah, well, what we can do with the screen is all the configuration options, you can put that on the screen. And
yeah,
then
make a screen menu or something.
Yeah, a screen menu
to
do that, and then the basic function just on the device itself. So it looks very simple, and all advanced features are hidden in the screen.
Yeah,
yeah.
With
what
a clear
what
menu.
Other functionality is the screen? What does the screen
continue
do?
Continue, I have tried to fix it before.
But that's
is that break?
Low power.
Yeah.
What are
they? What does the screen do? They said they need it. What does it do? What do they want to do?
So for the advanced functions, I think.
Yeah.
Well,
they didn't say what they want to do with
yeah.
the screen. But my guess is it's pretty handy for advanced,
yeah, okay.
Advanced functions.
Right.
Searching for channels.
Yeah, searching for channel programming then.
And back in mind.
It's
I'm almost finished.
Okay.
We have to watch out for a very fashionable. The functionality will go down. So we have to make a compromise between functionality and fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
okay.
Well,
my presentation is a bit sloppy.
Well, you can use
the
device, right?
A little bit.
No?
Mm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
it
think that will be different. No.
Sure.
Well, we
can
use
the device. That would be, no, you know.
You don't know? It's not really English.
Kick off.
Oh, working with the color.
Yeah.
You can go for the look and feel of the lab example, and then a screen on top here. There you go.
All right. How do I skip pages?
Just press
the keys.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I was working on this before I got my information, so I was just working off the top of my head and using my common knowledge about remote controls. And well, the info on the website which
mm-hmm.
linked to it. So I didn't really know what kind of functions we had to put into it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is basically an overview of what we discussed in our last meeting. Those were my starting points. I was working on a schedule, and I was supposed to do it like this. But then the information came, and it was kind of exact with all the steps in the remote control that I had to follow. So I was trying to organize them for myself and then make the actual design. But I never came around to do that. So I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say about it. I mean, everything speaks for itself, I guess. I mean, you press a button.
Mm-hmm.
It sends a signal to a chip, which translates it into infrared signal of certain spatial frequencies, and or temporal frequencies actually, and then through a transformer, signal gets boosted and then sent to the receiver on the TV, and the TV will translate it into a function. This was actually all I got around to do. I don't know if I'm too slow for this stuff.
Work harder.
Okay, should we make a list of all the functions we want?
Yeah. Yeah,
we want to incorporate into here.
Okay. For those that didn't see it yet, the
basic new requirements of the management were no temp text, only for TV. It should be designed for use group below 40, but I don't think it's wrong if we can target the current customer group as well.
Mm.
And the corporate identity should be clear in the design of the remote control. And we have to decide on the functions and on the
target group, to make clear what applicants.
The target group of users, or?
Yeah, users.
Because it says below 40, I mean.
Yeah.
So
I think it's easy, but
yeah, or male and female.
Children or just
six. Below 40, so we
the
can
marketing
decide
research started on the age of 16 to 25, 25 to 35, 35 to 45, something like that. So,
so below 40 is okay, but you need a lower level. What's this?
Limits.
So is it from 16 to 40? Is it from 20 to 40?
16.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess people of 16 are quite used to technology.
Yeah.
So then they adapted pretty soon, I guess.
If we have a larger public, we have more options to sell our product.
Yeah. So what we might want to do is have customized the screen functions, if you know what I mean. That younger users are more acquainted with these kind of machines, so. They can use more advanced functions, but maybe elderly people don't understand it so well, so they need a simpler remote.
Design.
And that you can choose what the design displays. So
that's why I wanted to make two different groups of functions, the simple functions for the whole public, and the advanced options for the younger people who are more
experienced. So they're all incorporated in the screen, or? Or just the remote itself.
I should put the extra advanced options onto the on-screen display.
Like you have a visual of the brightness with
yeah.
a kind of sliding bar and the bus and stuff like that for sound and visuals.
So you should have a menu for all the
make
that I use regular.
Yeah.
And
if you make a drawing.
Yeah.
Black's okay. And draw it very big. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, we get
there. Yeah, well, this is basically alright, remote. Well, usually the power button is on top, I guess. Yeah, so it should fit right into your hand. Right.
Right.
Most people are right-handed, so maybe left-handed special edition. But okay, so if you put it like here or something, I don't know. Then you could put a screen like on a mobile phone, also on top, I guess.
Yeah, but if you are using the normal functions, the basic functions, you normally
do it also
up.
With the thumb.
Yeah.
So it should be a little bit longer so that you can put your thumb also reach the middle, or you should screen at the bottom and then you can see it very clearly.
Okay, so you have it in your hand and the screen is below and the buttons are in the middle. Okay.
Yeah.
For example, if you put the screen here, it's more about the functions now than the layout. Doesn't work too well, it's this pen.
I can help it.
Oh.
Broke it. Yeah.
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 Right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, you get it. For example, if you put all the... Right. Yeah, maybe this. Kind of works.
Yeah.
Like if you have like 10 buttons for all the channels, and here one for
flipping up and down.
Yeah. And volume control.
Yeah, that's usually
Yeah.
like here, 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 here.
Yeah.
So you have up and down for the channels,
Left
and
and
left and
right.
right for the volume.
And those can also be used for the menu.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But this is really your department.
Yeah.
So we need just functional display
Yeah.
and
Yeah, okay, this is function,
And you
so
have
if you can use them for
most of
multiple
the time you have one button in the middle. It
For the
says
menu,
menu,
yeah.
and then if you press that, the screen gets activated, and then you can use these buttons
Mhm.
Yeah.
to scroll up and down and left and right to go into a function, and then just
Yeah.
most of the time this menu button is also like okay to confirm a kind
Yeah.
of action. So you scroll into it, okay, you select a function like base. You just adjust it with these two buttons,
Yeah.
then okay to confirm, and then on each screen there should be an option to go back to a upper level, and then finally say okay exit, or one button to exit it
Yeah.
in one time. I don't know, that's not really my department. That's more your department
Do we need
to
a logo on our remote control or
yeah,
no?
but it should be, if the screen is here, then the logo should be like
Left and
on
top.
top. Yeah, I mean, so
Yeah, but that depends on where you put the screen, but
yeah,
it's essential that there is a screen.
I mean the position of the screen is also more essential than, I mean, we look where we have space left and then put the logo over there. But
And for the speech recognition part, if you want to incorporate that, we need a microphone.
yeah, so it should be, I mean, if you have it in your hand here, it should be on top somewhere.
Yeah. That would
Maybe.
be
I
Why would
mean,
you wanna put the display on the bottom?
That's not sure.
That's not sure, but
that's
Yeah,
you need a
maybe
display.
Because
not
yeah, if
sure.
you use the functions, your hand will block the display.
Yeah, okay, but that's only for the basic function. If you are going to use the advanced option, you are going to press the menu button and then yeah.
Yeah, I mean a screen on top looks more
Normal.
logical to me, also
Yeah.
because people use mobile phones and
Yeah,
they also
they're
have a
used
screen
to
on
it.
top.
Okay, yeah. That's
So
possible.
you just have to reach a little bit for the power button.
Yeah.
I mean, if you
But
grab it,
once it's on, it's
but
on. You don't need
most of
power.
the times, if a TV is on standby, people just press a channel
Okay, we put it on
to
top.
put it on. So we put this on top,
Yeah.
and then make the corporate logo like over here, RR, and just and a microphone. I mean, it can be very small if you look at your mobile phone, so it just are some stripes, little holes.
Maybe on the top or even on the side.
Yeah, maybe on the side. I mean,
Yeah,
if the
but it's
microphone
possible
is
that you
good.
cover it with your hand, so
Sure.
Yeah, okay,
I
so
think that
on
one
the
is
top is
possible.
better.
But if you hold the remote like this, if you put it on the top, on the side, I don't know,
Yeah,
it should be able to
yeah, but it
Yeah, if
doesn't.
it's on the sensitivity of the microphone,
Okay, we'll leave this
I
up
think
to you.
that's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that much. So, but the screen is on top. And which functions did we have left? I mean, this is basically numbers,
Volume,
volume, channel up and down.
channel up and down, and
Screen is
control
over
of
there.
the advanced options.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so maybe we should decide what advanced options we want to put in the LCD screen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, so we needed to integrate those sound and image options, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so sound.
Bass.
Sound.
So we need kind of an equalizer.
Yeah, equalizer. So if you have sound. But not too advanced. I mean, most TVs use only treble
Yeah, it's
and
just
bass.
a remote control,
Yeah, treble,
So you might use
middle
all of
bass.
them, so
Yeah. It's pretty hard to write.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
Okay,
just
but you have sound.
Yeah, sound.
Yeah, just you
Maybe.
have a digital. Better write it down over there. Yeah. So you have sound.
Just that.
Yeah. Yeah, sound, and then within sound, I guess treble and bass.
Treble, bass.
We had the mono stereo option.
Yeah.
And
Also.
there was something else also, and then
Pitch, I believe.
pitch.
Pitch. Yeah. What pitch is that? Yeah, that's the high.
Yeah,
the
The tone.
frequency.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Why would you use
mono
that?
stereo.
Yeah, isn't
People like
that
don't like
depends
that.
on the signal of the program you're watching.
Yeah.
And also the tuning part.
Programming part.
Yeah, program. So channel programming.
So we have sound, yeah, channel programming.
And Yeah, and the functionality of the
Television
no, of the remote. Do we want the buttons to make sound when you press them as a confirmation or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know.
I think it gets annoying. I mean, most mobile phones
maybe
use that in the beginning,
but you can disable it.
Under the advanced option.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But the television itself has also the options with brightness and screen color, etc. So
contrast. People don't want to sit underneath in front of a television with usually only three buttons and very hard to contrast and brightness. Yeah, that are the most used, I guess.
And
maybe
also
many
presentation.
Well,
so
yeah. Well, I guess these were the only ones.
But so we have TV options, which is all this.
Yeah, and
button
options and
sound
the LCD options.
And you have the remote control options.
Yeah.
So you need two menus kind of thing.
Yeah, you have basically a button menu, which you can use directly according to the operating score, and the LCD options are activated based on some software options. With the chip and the translator. I mean,
so you have an additional processor and
software
part.
Yeah, we have power button, whether that's present, channel volume selection present, numbers present. Yeah, audio settings, mono, stereo, bass, treble, screen settings, brightness, and color.
Color.
Contrast is. Color and brightness.
Yeah.
And which say channel settings or channel programming. So you have an option to start scanning all the frequencies.
Yeah.
And when it encounters one, well, it shows on your TV, and then you can select a number in your remote.
So
you want
channel
to
programming is auto seek.
Yeah, auto seek.
Name. Channel? Or
well, most of these automatically display the name which they get through the cable. Yeah, so you only have to choose the position on your. It only has to match the channel frequency on your TV with the position on your TV and so your remote.
Yeah, but can you also say I want Veronica on the channel number 5?
If you already programmed it.
Yeah,
if you want to move it,
yeah,
that should be possible. So
how do you call it?
Yeah, how do you call it? But you should be able to browse through a list or something, which maybe displays all the values on the channels, which are possible. I mean, like 1 to 30
so
online or whatever. You browse through and then some kind of way see if it is programmed.
Channels?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Swap channels.
Swap.
Okay.
So
other functions?
Most of the time, if you swap it, let's say for example you have RTL 5 on channel 5 and Veronica on channel 8 and you want to move Veronica to channel 5, most of the time you override previous
is the user interface
it's pretty I mean you have to look on the menu
and those are working
on
so.
TV also
you only have to figure out how it has to look
but also which buttons you have to press to get a certain result
the
working design was to specify how the physical interaction between the components was.
I think that's your homework. But
or is it too hard to do it on your remote program channels?
No,
I think so. But I think communication with the television is difficult. But that's not our part.
No,
you don't have to design protocols.
No.
That's it.
Okay.
So we have to figure out a way to do that easily. I mean, the auto secret is not a problem.
No,
you encounter a channel and then it just says, on which number do you want to save this, and you just press the number on your remote and then say confirm, okay, and then it's saved. It's easier, because it's harder to, if you have already programmed it,
yeah.
to swap, so you have to think of something for that.
User interface designer can design the menu for all these functions,
yeah.
So put them on the
kind of structure into
can
layers.
You make a map with all the, yeah, because it's now there are rules of the documents.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. I'll just try to reorganize things. So you design the basic function menu for the LCD screen.
And the layout.
I think the layout of the screen, and I think you can concentrate more on the button placement and the placement of the screen itself on the.
Isn't that more than the
interface? No, I think that's more.
Now all the functional aspects of the.
Maybe more.
I think are in my department.
Yeah.
I have to know what it has to do. So if you wanna, you know, the changing the channels kind of.
Okay, so he's layout and your function.
Yeah.
Or function.
I think that's a good
but thing. Do I have to make the menu layout also, or?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think that's your department,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
we
already
have to
know
kind
the
of work together.
Yeah.
If I make the menu, like, I have to state which function has to be in the menu, and then you have to design it in a way that is
different. You are going to make a list of what functions are going to be on the screen, on the menu screen, and I'm going to make a nice menu.
With some layers.
It also make clear which buttons to press to get a certain result.
Yeah.
Because that's always the difficulty every device has its own.
Yeah. Well, I guess. This button, the OK
menu OK,
or you can incorporate two different buttons, like you have on your mobile phone. So this is only for to get in the menu or to exit it,
mm-hmm.
And then one to confirm and one to go one step back.
Yeah.
So it's like the save button on your mobile phone if you have a Nokia or like that, or the no button. To go one step back, it's only two extra buttons. But if it's very clear that they are for the screen,
I think we have to make two groups. One group for the display and one group for the basic functions.
But they're incorporated.
Because this is used for both.
Yeah, but maybe that's not. If you're zapping with your remote control, you can press the menu button. Then you are suddenly into
your
screen.
Okay, so you should leave the menu button out of here, and just put it under the screen.
Just group the, we make these the advanced functions and these the basic functions.
Yeah.
So we make a line between them.
But we should place the screen on top, right?
We swap. So we make it.
You just find out.
You
that
just
make
the layout.
Okay.
Do we do the extra two buttons or not?
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's easier if you put too many functions in one button, it gets confusing.
Yeah. Okay. That's true.
So we have a menu button and
okay and back.
Yeah.
Okay and back.
Yeah. Or confirm and back.
Of course, the four arrows.
Yeah.
Those are still locally used.
Should we save this picture or you know?
Yeah, I'm not clear about the extra two buttons. We have a menu button.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just to activate the screen.
Yeah, okay.
So menu button access the menu in the LCD screen.
And then with these buttons,
you
navigate.
Okay.
But you can also navigate the channels.
Okay, so that's not.
Those are both.
Is it interesting for users if we put LED lights under the buttons so that if you press on the menu function that only the buttons that are used for the menu are like
Lit up,
yeah.
That That's a very good idea.
5 minutes.
Alright. Yeah, that's a good idea, because then it becomes clear which buttons are active now and which you can use.
Yeah, and then it's also easier to integrate several functions in one button.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Anything else?
Those buttons are lit up, but just one thing, should we use those two then, or only this two to scroll, and then use the two functional buttons to confirm to go into something? Oh no, we have to use this to adjust
for
yeah, some
keep
bars.
Because maybe you can, you know, go left, right, and up and down.
Yeah.
In one
maybe we should use this also as an OK button still, and then just only a back button.
Well,
we
have those buttons.
The problem with the OK button in the middle is, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, is if you're pressing up and down, you can easily press the OK once. When you're not already at your
yeah.
So maybe make one OK button
and one
navigation button. Yeah, with the channel and the volume. Yeah, a multifunctional navigation button.
Okay, that's what we decided.
Yeah. Okay.
So you want to close down?
Yeah, I want to close down.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's not because of that lag.
We have lunch break
already,
and then we can work for 30 minutes. And I actually like.
Do we have to write down our stuff now? Or first lunch break.
Right.
Also
I believe it's first lunch break.
I have something in my head now. So
Okay. I think you can put the laptop back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's time pressure.
Okay. Yeah, it's number of pressure.
Sorry for
my
unfinished presentation.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it
out.
I don't know if it works, but it should
you
be
saved.
Does it save automatically in the project folder? Or
yeah.
It's
should be here, smart board.
Oh,
yeah, you can open it with Pixel.
No,
or
we have to make
like
some maps with all the data.
Yeah, I try to organize it by these three.
I don't know.
Yeah,
this is just my own map, so I put everything into
I don't really mind. I just put the minutes here.
But you got some extra information.
Yeah, that's in the functional design.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just basically what it just shows.
But where do you put the buttons?
Yeah, I got them by.
You're the only one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blurry.
Okay.
All right.
Making me proud.
So first we have.